Happy Mailman Day. It's the 12th of... It's 12 o'clock on the 1st of August. It's the second day of home, and it's going to be a nice and warm day. Yesterday, General Keith Alexander was a keynote speaker at Black Hat USA 2013. His talk generated loud applause in support of the NSA, while also being questioned about the legality and morality of its practices in comparable amounts. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, together with a coalition of organizations and law schools, have announced they have launched Trolling Effects, a site that is aiming to unite and empower would-be victims of patent trolls through a crowdsourced database of demand letters and to serve as a clearinghouse of information on the troll epidemic. The weather forecast for today is simple. It's going to be a hot one with small clouds in the morning but blue skies the rest of the day. Maximum temperature will be 28 degrees with a little wind from the south. Make sure you stay in shade as much as possible, drink lots of water and use loads of sunscreen. The terror alert in the Netherlands is substantial. Chantal, ik gooi de jingle erin en daarna jij. Ik gooi jouw jingle, ja.
Good morning. Okay, welcome at Hack and Roll. Today, we're going to talk about lockpicking, about stealing something, about Swiss chaos, sustainability, and of course loads and loads of, and loads of music. But first, lockpicking. Welcome.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for opening my bike.
Yeah, it was my first lock from a customer, if I may say a customer.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay, how long did it take you?
Well, the first time it didn't work, so the teacher taught me again what to do, and then within 3 seconds, your lock was open.
Okay, why do you want to learn how to lockpick?
Curious. I know that people can do that. Yesterday I was at a meeting here in T1 or T2, and the guy over there showed us within 3 seconds he opened a door lock. So that was interesting. If he can do it, I can do it. And I bought myself a lock picking set and tested it on a few locks over there, and then you came in. Yeah, and within 3 seconds it was open.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank you for coming by. Yeah. And now we're going to listen to some music. So, thank you. After this song, I'm going to tell you why the lock needed to be opened. So, keep on. Bye.
Oh. Hey, dankjewel. Je hoort jezelf gewoon. Dat vind ik wel
super cool.
Ja. Is het zo? Wat lachen.
Wat doe je normaal?
Ik ben accountmanager bij Speak.
Speak louder.
Wil je dit jaar weer
doen?
Ja. Moet ik daar wat over vertellen? Weet niet, Kevin, marketing, moet ik daar wat over gaan vertellen?
Weet je wel wat je gaat vertellen dan?
Vertellen. Behoorlijk zoeken naar woorden. Misschien is het verstandiger dat wij Ian deze kant op trekken. Ian is praten. Dus we gaan hem
ik zal
hem
wel even ophalen.
Ja, gaan we heel even
als hij tijd heeft, dan.
Wat we doen. Alleen
in het begin is het bij mij ook, merk ik. Ik denk, wat was het ook alweer?
Dan is het warm en dat is een nieuwe ervaring. Nee, maar hij kan het prima.
Het is 10 minuten? Ja. Ja, is leuk hè?
Het duurste setje verhaal om mijn vrienden te laten zien hoe je zo'n slot open krijgt. Gaat hij in de kast, komt hij eruit. Leuk.
bedankt joh dat je hem open hebt gemaakt.
Graag gedaan. Ik ga zorgen dat mijn collega hier...
Ik ga daar nog wat aan vertellen. Goedemorgen. Doen we jou zo nog even hier? Was je net na 12? Je was net na 12, dus het nieuws was al gelukt. Geef me. Oké. Wat is jullie aanbieding? Eén aanbieding nog vandaag. Ik zou zeggen zonnebrand. Hoe duur? 7 euro. Ga er zitten. Welk factor? 30, 80, 100? 30. You can buy all sorts of festival articles at their spot. So, today it's sun cream. No. Most people don't say tonight we're all having shrimps.
Shrimps?
Don't be a tomato. Don't be a tomato.
Oh, yeah. Don't be a tomato.
Don't be a tomato. Vind je hem komen? Tonight I'm gonna couchsurf at the Swiss Village. Ik ben blij dat ik dat zelf niet hoef te doen. Music? It cannot be too light for your... Oh! No. No. It's so hot! You didn't bring shorts?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we just said. And now first he's gonna come in, because he was supposed to go after the radio show for some commercial. So you get a maximum of 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
To promote your... Don't be a tomato, come get some sunblock at...
Sunblock.
Price 7 euros, come get it across... Well... Hey, Rich. Ruby. Dankjewel.
Hey,
doe zo nog even intake met je. Gaat eerst even. Ja.
Speaker, yes. Ja. That's fine. No problem at all. I'm sorry?
Event coming up.
What? At our other thing. Dus weet jij of de jongens van de Mesco al bedacht hadden. Of niet? Oké. Okay. Dat is jammer, want dan hadden we dat nu meteen even kunnen roepen, maar dan moeten we dat even niet doen. Ja, precies, precies. Okay. Dus dan valt dat nog wel mee, maar mensen lopen af en aan en we hebben gisteravond met die private GSM oplossingen. Dus hopelijk levert dat nog wat interessante informatie op. En,
Dus ik ga je een hele domme vraag stellen.
Kan ik meeluisteren wat hier gebeurt? Of?
En hij mag zo langzaam uit de lijst treden. Mag je ding nog
erin? Hij mag nog even doen. Ik denk dat het heel smart is. Ja, hij is
in deze?
En misschien dat je nog wil zeggen commercial break, of niet?
Boring.
Nee, maar het is echt een commercial break. Oké. Okay. Ik zeg hem wel, commercial break.
Ik heb geen zenuwachtig te worden, joh.
Geen stress.
Geen stress, geen stress, nee.
Nee. First. Dan werden. En dan ik, en dan komt hij erbij. Ja, yeah, so he's gonna be first.
Don't be a tomato and get your sunblock at the Festival Goodies Camper for only 7 euros.
This was the commercial break. Okay, we just talked about lockpicking. Why was my bike lockpicked? Well, for one reason. I wasn't supposed to bring a bike. So I borrowed it from someone and I put a key, a lock on it that wasn't mine, and I didn't bring the keys, so it needed to be open so I could use it. But I wasn't supposed to bring a bike in the first place. I was supposed to bring my car with tents, a kitchen tent, a really nice gas barbecue I made myself, but unfortunately it was stolen from the night from Monday and Tuesday. I packed it Monday night, was supposed to leave early Tuesday morning, and my car was stolen. It's a very obvious car, a black Citroën C1, but it's got a really big white clover on the roof. So you would think that people would notice, but unfortunately it hasn't been found yet. So for now, I'm at the Media Café. Anyone who can help track my car down, please come. And my name is Chantal, and tell me what you want to do to track it, or to hack the one who tracked it, or track the one who hacked it, or well, at least my car has been lockpicked, so not happy about it, and later on more stories about it. But for now I'm without a camp. I don't have anything with me, so I'm gonna couch surf at home. And the first camp that was very welcoming me. That's the Swiss Chaos. So welcome.
Yeah, hello. Welcome.
Hello. Well, thank you so much for having me.
No problem. No problem. We have enough space, so this is not a problem at all.
Yeah. So what do you do at Swiss Chaos?
Actually, we don't have any program or something particular. It's really just, as we call it, chaos, Swiss chaos. Everybody can do whatever he or she wants, and nothing really particular.
Nothing in particular.
No.
Lot of eating,
just having fun.
Yeah, I know. I know all about it. So, last night we talked a lot, and you were complaining a bit about the music. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay, the first day for me was really bad music from the radio station. Sorry to say that. Okay, it's not my taste. And yeah, so we were talking a little bit about different music, and yeah, I think you brought something for us.
Yeah.
From us.
Yeah, because this show is called Hack and Roll. So I'd like to have hacker music on it, or at least music hackers like. So every camp I'm going to stay can pick the music for my show. So I'm going to be with you for 24 hours and have your music on the radio. And you can explain a bit about your camp if I can couch surf at your place. So tell me a bit about the music you picked with your...
It's just really mostly electronic music, which I have, which I listen to it. It's mostly British music. And it's a little bit a mixture between dance and chill out and a little bit of everything, but quite commercial. Yeah.
It is commercial music.
It is commercial
music. But doesn't matter as long as it's really good and it's going to wake you up. So here comes another pretty loud song to wake you up, because people, it's way too hot to stay in your tent, drink enough, and here comes the music.
That's not really Baker music. No.
It is.
That's more chill out.
It's fine.
That's Otekra. Yeah. No problem.
It's fine.
It's going to be a little bit faster and yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So.
Yeah,
we gaan
een
commercial break. Kom je morgen weer terug? Ja, dan kan je gewoon om 12 uur meteen naar achteraan. Doen we even commercial break. En dan kan je aanbieding. Dan kunnen jullie er even op oefenen. Of je komt hier gewoon met je ballonnetje en dan kom je even met je hoge stemmetje. Ik kan je zeggen.
It's really chill out. Yeah. It's not the welcome music song. The other ones are, but not this one. Yeah, it's a nightmare wake up, I think.
Everything. It is in the light. No, it is really true.
It's just the wrong song order now. Ah, about the car.
I can show you all the articles as well.
Yeah, there's the Black Clover car.
So I'm going to tell you a bit more, because it's getting even more weird, and people are telling me now you've got to write a book about it. Yeah, what can I do? No, I need my... No, I cannot do anything on it, so... But I wasn't laid back yesterday, and... and...
Yeah, I think so. But not really furious.
I was high on adrenaline, and I... the road wasn't big enough for me, so I jumped over it. But Tuesday night, I went crazy. That's my car.
That was your car.
That was my car. I still own it. Yes. So it's been shared.
Did you leave the papers inside the car?
No.
Okay, good.
For a moment, I thought, but I didn't. No.
Yeah.
And there was no electronics in it. But, well, my... sleeping bag, my shoes, I'm a girl, my shoes, my clothes. I did bring high heels.
Come on, why?
Yeah, because to mess with and everybody's head over here. There are way too many guys who dare not look at me.
Oh,
come on. I wear heels. So yeah. No, it is all true. It's been shared over 1,000 times on Twitter. About 200 times on Facebook. 3 newspapers, a blog, and
So you spread it everywhere you could.
Yeah. I did. And that's come to an all something else, because I put my phone number in the Twitter message and on Facebook, and it ended up on an erotic chat. I know which one. So I'm gonna need someone to get to mess with that site. To take an advantage of a situation like this. Not okay. Nou, maar het is wel heel grappig hoor. Tot op heden. Ja, maar... Ik word maar 2 keer per dag gebeld. Oké, zo, hier. Mag je zo even zeggen? Ik ga het verhaal vertellen en dan mag je hierop reageren en dan kan je door naar VoIP.
Ja? How long?
Ja, dan
Yep. Just and listen to him tonight. And then that's... Yeah, great, cool.
Thank you.
Great.
So we're back. Okay, it's I just got the question, is it true? How much is true of your story? Well, it's all true. If you don't believe me, I'm in 3 newspapers, doesn't say anything, but still, I'm in 3 national newspapers. It's all over Facebook and Twitter. Just look on 86LZP9, that's my license plate number, and you'll find it over 1,000 times all over the internet. That it's been reported stolen, with everything in it for home. So yeah, that's one thing. The other thing, well, some call me blunt, others will call me blunt, but I put my phone number in the message on Facebook and Twitter, and somehow, it ended up on an erotic chat room. So someone took an advantage of this situation. So I'm gonna ask everybody who can help me, who wanna help me, who wanna mess around with whoever messed with me, to get back or to just have fun from it. Well, because crying doesn't do anything. So let's just laugh on it. So
I think the first thing we can do is obviously just hook that phone number up to the radio station here and have people listen in. That might be fun, especially if we can do it in a conference box or something like that, and just have a big party room.
Okay, so that sounds like fun.
Do you have a conference
box? We do have a conference box.
No, we don't, but you guys probably have.
Yeah, we got. So
who is you?
We are Speak Up, and we're in the 20426 village. So we're doing a lot of things with telephony. We're the guys who did all the decked phone selling with Event Phone together a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
And people are still running around with that, so that's fun. This year we didn't bring any decked phones because we're migrating slightly towards mobile and we're doing some private GSM experiments.
Okay, what kind of experiments?
Well, we've got a nice truck with a big antenna on top of it, and hopefully we can get some experiments going towards looking what happens between the SIM card of a telephone operator and the phone itself, and maybe find some ways to do interesting combinations like the home. Home transmitter that Vodafone sells in the Netherlands. And we're trying to tinker about with that a bit, together with guys from Limesco, who are also in our village. Mm-hmm. And we're having fun with that. So telecommunications, that's what we play with.
Okay, sounds like fun. So yesterday, someone called me and didn't block their number from the chat room. So I called back because I thought it was a tip on my car. But unfortunately, the wife picked up.
Ouch.
Ouch. Yeah, for sure. She was so pissed off.
And I can't imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy was so, why are you calling? No, I didn't call you. No, I didn't call you. No. That was really funny. So, yeah, that's my experience.
This is why we have call recording and conference bridging and stuff like that, because you can have so much fun with that. I can remember one time when we had someone sell, a colleague of ours selling their iPhone on one of those eBay sites. And it was a prank, so we had everyone call into the conference box. No, I want to talk about the phone you're selling. I'm selling. You're selling. No. What? Who's doing this?
So that could be a trick we are going to do as well.
I think we'd be happy to try and do that later on today. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll come on by with my phone and...
Sure.
We're going to hook it up. So whoever is calling the erotic number...
I think the Ohm Group can dial into that as well. So maybe that's fun to listen.
Yeah, we're
going to
have some fun. Probably after 12 tonight. But but after that, we can go ahead and have a little fun ourselves with it.
We won't do it during daytime for the kids.
Yeah,
but after 10, we will put it on the radio.
We've
got some more music now because we are called Hack and Roll. Hey, dankjewel.
No problem.
What music is this?
This isn't our music.
Huh?
I think. What's this on the... Oh, this is... No, is this it? Is our music, yes.
Okay, so this is from my colleague, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not mine.
Nee. Hey, dankjewel.
Geen punt.
Dan kom ik zo even langs.
Ja, gezellig.
Ja, cool. In plaats van het eraf te halen, zetten we het gewoon een meer erotische site.
It's amazing. Yeah, it would be cool if you can have it over the radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure we can do that.
Oh. Yeah. Come by.
Radio.
Well, it's actually also a message I received on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, beauty. Alles goed? Wat heb je aan je voetjes?
Stuur je terug, mijn high heels zaten in de auto.
Kiss. What are you wearing on your feet?
Okay. Wow. Oh, everybody's got a fetish.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. Cool. Maar vanavond even doen. Geen punt.
Lijkt me lachen.
Dankjewel.
Succes weer.
Thank you. Hey, ik denk dat we even 2 of 3 nummers achter elkaar gaan doen. Ja? Did I invite you as well? You want to mention anything on the radio? So what do you do?
Software engineer.
Architect as well? For a living? You mean or other? For a living. I make educational programs on sustainable entrepreneurship. Sometimes schools, sometimes governments, most of the times companies and startups.
Ja. Nee, want het is een tekst van Events Phone voor een Herald. Aan de kant hebben we mijn naam niet geregistreerd, dus maar dat is goed. Ja? Ik moet je ook nog voorbereiden. Christen en Jeugd te babbelen over hackerspace. Ja, maar er waren mensen uit Libanon vooral. Die Sarah nog wat. Die komt van Michigan. En die Jorgen, dat is volgens mij Sarah. Die is ook een Libanees. We hadden bij zijn marketing blijven hangen op de vorige sessie. En we hadden in York van die staat in het Midden-Oosten. Ja, die is altijd wel. Drie heffers. Libanon is gewoon heel, zeker Beirut is een heel cosmopolitische stad. Maar komt, nee, maar een vriendje van mij wel, en die hield me dat ben ik van Brunettas. Dan ging hij naar opening van nachtclubs van Beirut. Dat is erg naar zijn zin daar. Dat,
leuk trouwens. Hoor.
even tegen ene aan. Hij mag ook iets langer hoor. Kan ook. Geen probleem. Maar Poison, die wil ik even aankomen. Want het is mijn vak. Dat is waar. Net troeg. Hebben, maar twee daarvan die komen we waarschijnlijk gewoon niet. De een omdat hij niet terug is vanuit boodschappen doen. En de ander omdat hij in een workshop zat, dat zei hij al gisteren, maar hij ging het wel proberen. Want hij wilde nog mensen hebben voor zijn workshop. Nou, vanmorgen. Workshop kabels knippen. Volgens mij moet je kinderworkshop organiseren, ja. Ja, kinderarbeid ben ik heel erg voor. Ja. En eerst een goede basis hebben voordat ze door kunnen. Kabel knippen, stekkertje eraan zetten.
Kabel kan knippen.
Serieus?
graag komen, zeg maar. En dachten van, nou, ga ik volonteren en dat doe ik niks.
Oké, nee, want namelijk het enige wat ik kan er voor de rest niks mee, ik weet ook niet waarom, is kabelknippen. Ja, okay. Want dat moest ik vroeger van mijn vader altijd doen.
Oh, kun je volonteur worden bij
je? Echt, ik heb jaar of 10, 12 was, ja, ga jij mijn kabels knippen. Ik vermoed dat dat nog... moet te doen zijn. En anders ga ik zelf er nog eventjes... met mijn... auto tegenaan. En wat ik gemaakt had en dat soort dingen. Ik heb nog genoeg verhalen. Ik heb net mijn voeten gemaakt. Je moet toch wel net kunnen doen alsof je laptop een tab is. Ja, maar je kan het toch wel net instellen alsof je een tab is. Ik heb nu ook de device om je screen, screen te maken. Jingletje. En dan staat er nog een nummer na, of niet? Oké. Okay. Dan heb je alleen Poison nog. Nou, ik vraag me af of ze komen van... Oh, Nick. Ben je Nick volunteers? Do you want to announce it on the radio? Okay, what kind of herald? I will announce it.
Rainbow Island.
And what have you done now? And we're back. Okay, so we're 2013, and we cannot do it without any volunteers. So we've got a lack on volunteers, and we need you to help. Can you help us out? We're still looking for heralds and a lot of other volunteers as well. Please go to the volunteer desk. Over there, you can sign yourself up for things on Rainbow Island or heralding some really great talks. I do it myself a few times, and I love doing it. So please come to the volunteer desk and see what you can do so you can make this event a great success as well. Well, you also are going to make this festival a great success. Those are the guys from Melons and Meatloaf. So welcome.
Hi.
Hi. You're from Freenam, right?
Yeah, we are Freenam, and we are here to promote our newest top-level domain, .ml. For this occasion, we are distributing free melons and free meatloaf throughout the whole event, the whole conference.
Okay, that's a good thing for sure. But why the ML?
ML is stands for the country of Mali. It's a country in Africa, and we've made a joint venture with the country itself to run and operate globally the .ml top-level domain. And what we've decided to do with them is to give away those .ml domains for free. So anyone can come and register .ml domains for free and use it any way they want.
Okay, and what's in it for Mali?
So it's a joint venture. Obviously, we have a monetization model where we earn money with advertising after the domain expires. So while someone is using the domain name, it's just like a .com or a .nl domain. But once they don't use them anymore, they are free to you know, just let them go or just drop the domain. And when that happens, we take it back. And if there's any residual traffic, we monetize this with advertising. And then we split the money with the country of Mali.
Okay, that's a good good model. And people can actually make a really great app for it, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's many uses you can do with .ml domains. .ml domains work exactly like any other, so you are absolutely free to use it the way you want. Some people have already started building businesses that are related to mobile, but today it's all about melons and meatloaves, of course.
Of course. So how many how many melons have people eaten so far?
I think we are at about, let me say, I think we're already about 1,500 of each, roughly. I'm trying to get the latest stats for you. And then every person who comes to our booth, our caravan, where we distribute them, gets a pass with an NFC chip in it. And every time they order a melon, a meatloaf, we put it on their pass. Everyone gets their own free domain name. And on that domain name, they can see live how many meatloaves and melons they have consumed, as well as everyone else's consumption.
Can you also say what's the biggest consumption so far?
It depends a little bit on the time of the day. So in the morning, melons are a lot more popular, but at the end of the day, meatloaf seems to take over.
I can imagine. And is there one specific person who's really your top scorer?
I think we have some. We definitely have some recurring customers, but we're waiting a little bit more to announce who's going to be the biggest winner. And so far, I see here live on the site that we have already 1,132 melons and exactly 1,200 meatloaves distributed.
Today or yesterday as well?
Since yesterday as well. Yeah.
Since yesterday. And could you tell me how many tosties you've?
So the last time, a few years ago, we were promoting .tk, which is also a free top-level domain. So all .tk domains are free. And at the time, we were promoting Tosticas. So this was our promotion. I don't have the exact number, but I believe it was a few thousand.
Okay. Well, that's... So we're going to outreach that big time.
I hope so. And .tk has recently reached a very important milestone. Actually overtook the .de of Germany as the largest country code in the world, and .tk now has over 18 million live domains.
So, that's so cool.
Yeah, so we hope to do at least as well with .ml. So .tk is right now the second largest top-level domain in the world after .com.
Wow, I didn't know.
Yeah, so it's been a huge success, and we really hope that .ml will follow. And we're also working with other countries to run their national top-level domains. So we're working now with the country of Gabon, which is .ga, the country of Central African Republic, .cf, and we've got many more to come.
Okay, so we keep an eye on you for Melon Samidla for now.
Absolutely, and we're going to be here throughout the whole event, so everyone's absolutely welcome to come by. They get a free pass, free melons, free meatloaf, and we hope to make a lot of contacts because our company is growing at the moment, so we're hiring a lot of people on the technical side, but also on the business and operation side.
So tell me, what do you need? What kind of people do you need?
We need developers, we need database administrators, we need account managers, we need basically a whole range of people. Right now, we're gonna probably triple the size of the company by the end of the year, and everyone will work from our Amsterdam office.
From Amsterdam. So do you want to live in Amsterdam or anywhere nearby and work for you? Where do they need to go? Just first develop and then they'll be hired?
Yeah, we are already having interviews at the moment, so everyone is welcome to come by. We have system engineers position, database administrator, Anycast cloud engineers, senior software developers, webmasters, and everyone will work from our super cool Kaiserschacht office in the center of Amsterdam.
Oh, that's such a cool location.
Absolutely.
So, okay, thank you very much. And we're on to the last song of this hour. Poison, my personal favorite. Okay.
Thank you.
Here it comes. Hey, thank you so much. So this was your promotion. Yes, it is. So I'll come by tomorrow to see how much has been consumed so far.
Yeah, you can actually see yourself. So
I know.
Oh, you can, yeah. But come by, of course, every day. No problem.
I will.
Thank you.
Bye. Nou, hij was op tijd. Hij was op tijd. Maar ik moet hem nog even afsluiten, denk ik. Want het is niet genoeg. Die gaat nu. Oh, waar? Oh, nee. Tent 1, hè? And we're back at Hack and Roll. Okay, people, I mentioned my phone number on Facebook and Twitter already. I'm going to mention it on the radio as well in about a few seconds. So please do not use it until tonight when everything is being set up to track it down. But because I am going to take the guys from Event Phone up on their offer to create a really cool app for it. So my phone number, +316 5323 4490. Please do give me a call if you have a really good idea for hacking the hacker. Tracking my my personal car, or how to come up with cool ideas for the people who abuse the situation and put my phone number on an erotic website. So please do help me. Also, if you've got a night for me, I am couch surfing over here. So invite me over, and I'll be spending a night at your village. And also, you can pick the music for my next show. So that's it. We're about to go to the news. And please remember to use sunblock. Drinks lots and lots and lots of things, because you'll be a tomato. Bye-bye.